Everybody come to praise God today. Put your hands up. Let's go.
Put it this way, what is it gonna do for you to get your hair cut?
This is make me feel better about who I am inside.
The player, the hair don't make the player. The player makes the hair. You can put your hair, you can go bald right now. All right, fine.
That's not true.
Reaching for the bald.
You know that's not true.
That's not true.
You know that's not true. All right,
fine. Bald people don't matter. But, there's all right, everyone knows when a woman looks at a bald man, his
she isn't looking. She's not looking. She never looked.
Right past the bald dude to his friends with the great head of hair.
She stopped. She didn't look.
You know, only reason why she decided to talk to him because she just felt bad.
Should we start there?
We could.
Should we let that be the start?
We could.
That was kind of funny.
I like it.
Start right at the bald guy thing?
I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade at the bald guy.
We'd lose all bald listeners like right to start.
Right. Do I know bald people? Not a lot. I don't know a lot of bald people.
Like, I know some.
I mean, I try to keep as much bald people away from me. But I mean, all right, now that one.
No, it's fine.
I mean, that's what I was just.
That place.
But, you know, I just don't have a lot of bald people. Now, starting like next week, all my dreads are going to fall the fuck out.
You're fine.
You know.
You know what? You were right. That hairline is creeping up a little bit.
Isn't it? Oh, God. You know what? See, this is what we got to do some. Because what the...
Mine's worse. My hair's so
damn thin. Once the dreads go for real...
You got dreads, dude. You can't really complain.
You can't really say much. Really, but once it like gets like... You know, let's start looking like...
Nothing dreads can do.
Bro, when I start looking like Stevie Wonder, bruh, his hairline is like back here, and he's still hanging on to him. I'm like, bro, where is his peoples? Where is his people? Be like, hey, Stevie.
Somebody tell him.
Hey, Stevie, I know, like, you made hits with that hairline, but...
I won't know when to tell you about your hair. Like, I won't know when to tell you.
Exactly. See, like, you don't know.
It's hard with dreads, dude, because it's still, like, I don't know, your hair's still so fucking cool.
You're looking at it like, it's dreads. It can be there forever.
It's
super cool.
But I'm
not going to lie. There's a time where it's like, you got to cut that off.
Yeah,
like,
that's tough, man.
You got to let it go.
That's a tough choice.
Think about it. You remember when I first got it? Oh, man, it was, like, probably over here. It was probably touching my eyebrows.
It was the...
It was probably like...
There was no stop.
There was no stop between your eyebrows. My hairline was probably like right there. Now this bitch is like... Well, you can draw plays on this forehead,
that
man.
That thing's getting out there. Hey,
it's
I know.
Bad. It's bad. It's tough.
It's getting old, Rick.
That's what it is.
But you're still cool.
But I still got it because I still got dreads.
Yes.
I still got it.
That's one thing that you're... That keeps you cool.
It keeps me. I'm not going to lie. This is
that
my
youth.
That
keeps you cool.
This is my youth. I'm like, who is it? Samson? Is that who it is?
Yeah. With the hair? Yeah.
Once this goes, I go. Like, all of it.
That's the end
goes.
Of you?
That's when I start wearing... I start wearing, like, whatever jeans, not name brand. I don't care.
You put on one of those hats that black people wear.
Yes. Yes. The Kango hats. Bruh, the Kango hats,
I'm going to buy you a Kango.
When I give up on them, when I just really give up on them, I have a toothpick in my mouth at all times. I'm like, yeah. What's happening? What's going on? Oh, we good up in here? I start showing up in odd bars.
Your 30th birthday, I'm buying you a Kango hat.
Bruh, when I get a Kango, I give up. I'm just like, and that toothpick, and after that, what type of shoes? I start wearing gator skin shoes, all gator, and I start wearing pants that are like really big on my legs, and I just start giving up on everything.
It's happening faster than you think, but at the same time, you're still young.
We're still good. I can still wear Nikes. I can still do it.
We're still all good. I wanted to do an intro. My battery on my phone is not going to make it through this, or whatever.
We'll roll.
Yeah, we don't need me for this whole thing. That could be the intro. I mean, I guess we could just make that the intro because I really wanted to do that intro music. It meant a lot to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I guess I could also put an intro before what we just did right
intro.
There.
Like an intro before the
like
intro?
Well, that could just be like the beginning of the podcast, and then we could do an intro and say like, hey, here's what's coming.
Yeah.
So we're good. We don't even got to worry about that right now.
We're fine.
Like now we're just going into now, the show. We'll record the intro after.
Exactly. Now we're in. We're in. Okay.
Headlines and shit.
Yeah.
Do you remember any
headlines? We're not gonna talk about it.
Do you remember any headlines and shit?
We're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna talk about.
We're not gonna talk about.
If you want me, to talk about my headline, because I got a headline.
You got a headline.
I got a headline.
You got your own.
You got your own headline, Adam. I don't know if you know what I got my headline is. I don't know if you know, but I have my
If you got a headline.
I got my own headline.
What's your headline? All right, okay.
I got a headline. I got a headline. Do you know what it is? Yeah, you're a part of the headline.
Me?
Yes,
me?
You're the headline. Okay, fine. It's not you have a
what
headline.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay. My headline is, at what point of time is it acceptable to be like, hey, shit my pants?
Oh, really?
It's a headline.
Really?
But then again, really? Adam, I'm just saying, at what point of time, like when is it like?
Immediately, because that's what I did.
Now, you doing that, did you feel any type of like, I'm getting old. Like this is now like we're to a point where it's like,
No, I didn't.
No, or it was no, just it's like you knew.
Because it wasn't like an uncontrollable shit that I had in my pants.
Right.
It was closer to a shart.
So it wasn't like I had no control. You had full control.
No, I was under the impression that I was farting. I was under that impression.
Now, what is
it's
that?
It's not like it just like, whoa. It wasn't just like my pants just filled up. That's not what happened. It was so literally just like, I knew something was coming.
Like, the ball didn't just roll downstairs. You're like, there's no stopping that.
No, I knew something was coming, and it just so happened to be something that I didn't think was happening.
So it was like someone overthrew you, and you were like, right off the fingertips. Oh. And you're like, you dove.
Oh.
Like, I'll get it. And then it was just out of your hands. Like, maybe the ground impacted the ball.
Probably, okay. Because I thought it was going to be a catch.
Was there a booth review? Did you go in the booth and just be like, indeed.
There was a booth review for like the first 3-4 seconds, and then it was confirmed quickly.
All right. That's
it was one of those. It was one of those where you see it on TV and you're like, they don't need to take a long time with this.
Yeah. The refs are in there like, come on, man. We saw. How do they
get
know?
The Microsoft Surface out and they immediately knew.
All the fans on the billboard were like, we saw.
That's a good headline, Rick. So I shit my pants. So I shit my pants. For anybody at home who's not following me on Twitter, really? At AJ Marsh 2 H's, I shit my pants. But it was closer to a shart. Like, I didn't fill them up.
Right. Like, it wasn't like
shit my pants.
You didn't have, like, a dirty diaper. It wasn't someone has to change them.
No. But it was enough where I had to say, I was at a friend's house, and I had to say, excuse me, I pooped my pants.
Like, it wasn't enough where you can sit around in this. Like,
I was on the phone with you. I was very open and forward about it. I just said, oh, I pooped my pants.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know if that was real.
I know you were very confused, but it was very real.
Wow. To all the people that are, you know, that shit their pants, like the feeling of just being like, I lost control and like being in a situation where you're like,
I was in the best situation possible.
You really were.
But if I was in a situation where it was like, I don't know, that's awful.
How do you get out of that?
I know what I would do. Just looking back, like, say I was somewhere where it was inconvenient.
Somehow,
I'm taking my panties off and I'm throwing them
in the trash.
Yeah.
In the trash. Dispose of those.
I'm wearing the same jeans that I was wearing.
Those are pants.
These are what I was wearing. They were completely
maybe
untouched.
Blame the pants. Maybe the jeans are like, it doesn't give you enough wiggle room. Like, maybe it doesn't give you the most wiggle room to
I will admit, I have been very cautious since then.
when you shit your pants when you get older, Adam. There comes you start being.
It's got nothing to do with getting older. It's got nothing to do with getting
older.
Well,
even then,
I knew that
when
it was
you do
coming.
It, when you do it at some point, that's when you really know, like, all
right,
you're very
right now. I
about
now
it.
I can't just now I can't like I can't just toot without
Mm-mm.
without
Mm-mm.
having a second thought.
Mm-mm. You don't pass gas all friendly and
like I had Taco Bell earlier today, and
you're cautious now. You're very cautious.
I'm getting less cautious.
You're bowling with the bumpers up now. Like you're not letting them. You're not getting no gutter balls in
bumpers
here.
Up. Maybe when I got that thing where you put the ball on and it slides down
the
ramp.
Down the ramp.
Yeah,
so
I got
a
like,
full strike. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I took that out and now she's bumpers because I feel like I'm doing a
you
lot
got
better
it.
Now.
You got it. You,
like,
you stepped up.
I'm more confident. I've went my whole life without having this happen. I think I can go a long time now again.
Again. Right.
So.
Right. That's good. That's good.
It's a good headline. I mean, I don't really think I have any. Packers drafted Jordan Love.
This is
not a sports podcast.
No,
let's get that out of the way. This is not a sports podcast.
No.
We're not a sports. We're a headlines and other things podcast. We're a headlines and poop and
everything.
Honestly, I don't like talking about poop and fart.
poops and farts. Farts and poops.
I find that disgusting.
That's like grow up. Like grow
I think
up.
It's gross, but people really like that humor.
That's
like
funny.
Some people do. But we're not a sports podcast, but we will talk about this because probably a lot of Packer fans listening.
Yes.
Packers drafted Jordan Love. So here's what happened for me. Let me walk you through what happened for me.
Roll.
I didn't stay up for the draft because I'm old. And
true. Things don't matter that much to you anymore.
Yeah, I've now stopped. I charged my phone away from my bed.
Ah.
It's an old person thing to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Did you put it on your what do you put on your Davenport? Is that I feel like it's
my
old
Davenport.
Is that, what do you call the table? That's like what old people call their tables. Like I feel like it's called like a.
Is your Alexa plugged in?
Fuck, it's not. Anyway,
we'll get
on.
To it later.
Yeah, so you were.
Yeah, I put it on my Davenport.
There we go.
I put it on my my desk away from my bed,
mm-hmm.
so that I can't grab it and scroll in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to sleep because I didn't care. And I woke up, and I definitely thought they're not drafted because it had been rumored that they're going to draft Jordan Love. And I was like, smokescreen. No, they're not.
They will not do that.
And I woke up, and I saw they drafted Jordan Love, and immediately I was like, oh, what a bummer. You know, like I would have liked to get a skill position, somebody who's going to come in and impact the team right away. That would be great.
Right. That's what everyone really wants.
Right. And then I was like, oh, it's
we got a quarterback.
Oh, it's the beginning and the end of Aaron. Oh.
He has like 4 years left on his contract.
Then, yeah, he does. But after 2 years, the money goes up a lot. So one could extrapolate that they might want this to be a 2-year thing, and then could be the end of Aaron. I don't want to go too deep into
doesn't
contracts
matter.
And that
I
kind
just,
of stuff.
Yeah, no.
My
I
next
just
step.
Know.
My next step in thought was, of course, if you know me, you should know that this is where I'm going. Existential crisis. Because my thought was, this happened to Brett and Aaron.
Yes.
Full circle.
35 years old.
I've now watched Aaron Rodgers' entire career basically play out, and I am old. That's
yes.
where I went, and that's where I went.
So you're not sad about it, because now are you looking at it where you're
no,
seeing like him go? Because I remember Brett going, it was like,
oh, I'm
going
to, like, I cried when Brett left, and I'll cry when Aaron leaves.
Okay. All right. That's where I want to know. That's
but
all I want to know.
The time will come, and when the time comes, the time comes.
And after that, you're going to be crying when Love leaves. Because then you're gonna love.
Yeah, when I'm 46,
rooting for a little boy, wearing a little boy's jersey. You know, if you think about it,
I don't even
want a little boy's jersey.
Woo,
love him.
I don't even want to think about what it's like to be a grown man. That's just like rooting for you know, like a
exactly
17 year old.
After a while, NFL is not
just
NFL.
Losing your mind over college sports.
Yes,
fuck it. Are you kidding me? Catch the ball, Jeffrey.
And he's 17 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all our headlines. We were gonna. Yeah, that's good enough for me. That's good. I don't know where we're at in the process. We're still pretty early here.
I mean, we're very early. I mean,
13 minutes? Not even, because what were we, 10 minutes in? All I was right. going to say is that we were going to talk about how there's been a bunch of beer that's been, like, trapped. That's been trapped at stadiums and concert venues and all these things. There's a bunch of beer. Because of we don't say the word.
Mm-mm.
We don't say that word.
You don't know. No.
We don't say that word because
not
of
house.
Because of
not in this house.
Because of we don't say that word.
No, we don't. What word? Exactly.
Huh? Which just made me think Oh, so there's kegs and kegs and kegs and kegs and kegs, kegs, kegs of beer.
Stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. Stacks.
Racks on racks on racks on racks on racks.
Yes.
I'm thinking, like, I can remember one time where I can remember Rick just slumped. It was at Corey Reed's Country Bash.
Man, I don't even remember that.
Probably not.
I don't remember that at all. I probably don't.
Probably.
How many beers did I drink? A lot. A lot. Was that the same night I think I told you to pull over? And I said, pull over, and you stopped in the middle of a highway, and I think I just threw up, and you just kept rolling.
I don't remember.
Almost like nothing happened.
I don't remember.
Well, that's not good.
Are you insinuating that we were drinking and driving?
I'm not insinuating that. Well, if you were driving, I know you were in the right state of mind, and you didn't have one taste.
No, because
of
I slept there.
Oh, well, then wasn't
my
you.
Car actually broke down on the way there.
Jesus.
And Kurt had to come pick me up.
Jesus.
I remember things. This vividly.
A lot of untold stories.
It was
a stories.
Sob. That was the end of the sob.
Oh.
Rip.
Untold stories right there. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
That's really deep.
I had two Four Locos that night. There's a picture of me.
You dirty little.
In some jorts, and I'm in Taco Bell with a Four Loco under my shirt.
Drinking Four Locos like a hussy.
Like a boy. Like a young boy.
Like a hussy. Just waiting.
Ugh. Now if I got anywhere near one of those, I'd throw it a quarter mile.
That used to be you.
Do you know the drunkest you've ever been? Do you have a night where you're like, that's the drunkest Rick's ever been?
No, I don't remember the drunkest, but I do remember getting up, walking down some stairs in Winona, and I remember walking down the stairs, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to my car really quick, and I remember going down the stairs, taking like two steps down, like walking down the driveway, and I fell flat on my back, cracked my
head.
On
your back?
Yeah, I don't know what, I fainted, I don't know, I was still drunk in the morning, cracked my head, like laid down, and my friends came and got me, like early in the morning, it was like, yeah, we found you in the driveway.
Whoops.
Like, I was just like, oh, I was just going to my car.
Whoops.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I said I'm sorry.
Had no idea.
Mine was that night that I drank a lot of Rumplemans.
You and the Rumpies.
Me and Rumpies.
You and Rumpies, man.
Rumpies destroys me.
Gets the best of you.
But I was trying to impress Ron Dane. I don't know if you remember those.
Impress him.
Do you not remember our code words?
Yes, you were. Yes,
yeah,
you
I
were.
I was trying to impress Ron Dane. Not by drinking a lot, but like
just showing
I need alcohol to be just a better person.
Right, right.
And then I overdid it.
You overthrew it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I overthrew it by a long shot and spent that night praying to the porcelain gods.
Ugh.
And that was the drunkest, at least one of the, like.
That you can remember.
Yeah, right that now. Was. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was the time. I don't want to go into all my drunk stories. But there was I've blacked out hard, like, once. Brown, where I don't remember, you know, like,
right.
Real fuzzy plenty of times. But, like, hard black, where I miss a long period of time one time.
Wow.
One time.
I had a few. But I don't. That's just stories of someone else telling me stuff of what happened to me.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. But.
And do you have something you want to say?
Nope.
No?
No, just don't want to dig into it.
No?
Mm-mm.
Katy Perry.
Now that I think about it, Katy Perry, now I just got locked onto her songs and her riding on a goddamn line at halftime.
Take it wherever you want.
Katy Perry?
Look at you choke on.
I got nothing because I just wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready.
You said this is how you wanted it.
Of course, when I say that's what I want until it happens, no one knows until it happens to them. It's just like how everything happens. Oh, that's crazy until it happens to them. Like, you know.
Hold on.
Like that. And who comes up with Katy Perry?
That's a Rick.
Katy
that's
Perry,
a common name.
Me? Katy Perry? Come on now. I'm Beyonce. I'm, you know.
Okay, what about
I'm
this?
Mary
what about
J.
Blige. What about this? You say it.
Rihanna.
You say it.
You know,
it. Say it.
You know.
You start it.
Morgan Freeman.
Josh Freeman.
Damn it, that was good. That is pretty good.
Can you not do this anymore? Are you broken?
My head is not there.
Are you
for
broken
this right
now?
I'm not. I don't have the.
Do you want to skip it? You want to come back
I don't
to
have
it?
The,
You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
No one, I mean, no one is listening to this
ever,
right now.
Dude, so many people are listening.
Everyone's listening to this right now, Rick. All of my friends.
You're ruining the whole podcast.
I can't even think.
Why?
About that right now. I can't even think because now my headspace, my head is not there. My head is ready for like...
You're in a different spot.
Yes.
Okay. I have a fade on site. I have a fade on site.
Go.
McDonald's fade on site because they messed up my McDoubles.
What'd they do to you,
McDoubles? I wasn't proud that I got McDoubles and a McChicken. I got two McDoubles and a McChicken.
So is it really a fade on site?
It's a fade on site because I said plain McDoubles, add mac sauce. They gave me everything plus mac sauce. Fade on site.
Yeah, it's fade on site.
Fade on site.
That's definitely fade on site.
Get it right. Fade on site.
That's it. It's a McDonald's. Come on now.
Times like this. Plain McDoubles, add mac sauce, and can I also have a McChicken, plain McChicken, add mac sauce? Yep, cool. Yeah.
Isn't it funny when they see this?
McDouble, $2.20 now.
Not going back there. Not taking my money.
This economy is fucked.
I think that's when we know when things are bad, when we start seeing McDonald's prices go
up. We've always judged, like, people look at, you know, like, we look at the cost of McDouble as how's the economy doing, and
exactly.
How for a long time. I remember back in
high
school.
That's how I do it.
We used to eat countless.
Dollar. Now, when it got to, like, $1.19, I'm like,
what's going on? I remember when it first went up to $1.19, I was like, we are on slippery slope.
I'm like,
slippery
come on
slope.
Now.
This
come on now.
Slope.
And then now it's
next
$2.
Buck 50, buck 70, $2.20, Rick.
And you know what they're
I
doing
I got two
to you?
McDoubles and a McChicken, and I paid over $6.
Ugh! It almost makes you don't even want it anymore.
What's going on?
You don't
on?
Even want it anymore. After a while, you're paying that
No,
much.
I almost pulled away. I told Tyler I almost pulled away.
You're driving. You're like, dude, let's go somewhere fancy.
Wait a minute.
After that, you're like,
wait a minute. Go to Culver's.
Exactly. You get that. You're like, well, we're going to B-Dubs now. Like,
unbelievable.
B-Dubs can take my money.
Fade on site, McDonald's. Fade on site. One, for fucking up my order. And two, I feel like
driving up the price.
Yes.
It's not even McDonald's. It's
fade on site.
You know what?
Fade on site, Bob McDonald.
Not McDonald's. Ronald McDonald.
Fade on site, Ronald McDonald.
You see Ronald in the streets. It's like,
fade on site.
There's nothing to say. Nothing to say.
Fade
Ronald.
On site. That's my fade on site.
Damn, that's shitty.
That's my fade on site.
That's really, really shitty.
That's awful. Everything's terrible.
That is absolutely terrible.
We're workshopping the name of the podcast. I guess is still cool. We should have said that at some point.
Yes,
in time.
Yes.
Which basically means we're still cool.
We are cool,
even though we're not.
But we.
We are.
We are.
Like, I know I am.
Inside,
I'm not sure about you. I know that I'm cool.
I'm cool as fuck, but I know.
I think you like to think you're cool because you dress cool.
Yeah, you know, I gotta, you know.
But
I
you
like
are probably
it.
Not as cool as me.
Like, I walk it like I talk. Oh, no, like now.
I don't think I'm cool, but I think that you're definitely not cool.
Now, put it this way. You're cool definitely, like, on, like, looking. On paper, I'm cool.
I'm cool. What?
Like, cool as in, like, you know, Adam. Probably pretty cool. Probably. Maybe.
I'm cool looking?
I'm paper.
What a patronizing thing to say to someone.
I'm paper cool. You say Rick, dreads. Cool.
Well, people see this.
Dress.
I mean, if you can see the
dress.
Visual, people
cool.
are looking at you like, oh, look at Rick. He's got that sick 90s throwback wind
ensemble
jacket.
Ensemble
cool.
of cool. Like,
but
I
you're
do
not cool.
The cool things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is,
go ahead. Get your fit off. Yeah,
yeah
go.
Just, you know, just,
why don't
you
put your shoes up there?
Yeah, we just going to do a little bit with the Bears. Like, well,
but
man,
you're not cool.
But then after that,
I know you.
And then, yeah, Adam looks at me and he's like, Rick, you're not that cool.
I haven't seen you in years with you not sitting on that couch. All I've ever seen is... You
I'm
sitting
like,
on that couch.
I'm gonna be like, after a while, you're gonna come in here, and you're not. Even, I'm just gonna like be in it.
Yeah,
like, I'm be in it.
More or less, you are.
Like I can't get out of it.
In a way that I'm not saying this in a way that I think that it's funny. In a way that I think that you.
So you think it's unhealthy?
I think you have a problem.
Like you do think it's unhealthy for me to like start declining in my coolness? Like, am I declining?
No, I don't. Well, I think it's unhealthy in the fact that you still think that you're cool, but you're not.
Like I'm fucked up.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Is that you're just super fucked up.
Like I'm sick. Like mm-hmm. I'm actually sick.
Yes.
And I need to go get help.
And you're living in the past, and you think
right.
that by wearing cool
right.
clothes, you're still young.
I'm still
so
young.
Cool,
I can still do
not.
Things. The next note, I get up really fast. I'm like, whoa, I got lightheaded when I got up really fast.
Right. That's what it is. So anyway, that's the name of the podcast. It's still cool because we're trying to convince ourselves that we're still cool. We are still cool, so it's not that hard to convince. And then I wanted to do a segment, maybe called Still Cool, or maybe called something else, because we're workshopping it.
Right.
It's just kind of an open little therapy session for us to get out moments where either we where we're like, oh, I felt very cool in this moment, and I'd like to share, or a moment where it's like, I need some reassurance, I need some help to remind me that I'm still cool because I saw that Antoine Winfield Jr. got drafted, but I still think that Antoine Winfield Sr. is one of my favorite cornerbacks of all time because he was a lockdown corner.
He was. And now we're seeing him, and we're just like, that's his daddy.
Yeah.
Like, that's like his full-on daddy.
You know, so like, I'm feeling insecure when I
see that. You're like, oh, Antoine Winfield Jr. Like,
or when I'm going and walking through Walmart and I have one of the blue carts and I'm carrying around $75 worth of plants and I see girls laughing at me.
Snickering. Like,
that makes...
When you're in a self-checkout.
I think like, that... I don't know if I was projecting onto myself, but this is a serious moment.
Were they laughing?
I think they were giggling at me.
Oh, they definitely were. I mean...
And yeah. I am still cool, even though they giggled at me.
And you went to that self checkout.
And even though I love plants.
And you did it with honor. You were like, boom, beep, boom, beep. That's a ficus. Boom, boom. You know, like.
I got two aloe plants.
Nice.
I got one ivy. I got two lavender plants.
That's
love the
nice.
Smell.
That's
love
that's
the smell.
Great smell.
Very calming smell.
Soothing.
And I got a yucca tree.
A yucca tree?
A little yucca tree.
That's nice. I don't even know what that is.
No, I'll show you. I'll show you. It's cool, though. Little yucca tree.
See, us talking about that, you're like, oh, I'll show you. And I'm like, actually interested, Adam. Like,
I'd like to see it. I'll send you a picture.
Like, thank you.
It's cool. It's a little tree. It's a little yucca tree.
I really want to know what that looks nice.
Yeah, it's like a little palm tree, but it's just a little yucca tree.
Ooh.
You'll like it. I'm going to get another one, too.
You should. Same Walmart?
I'm planning on just having so...
I didn't like that.
I don't know what the hell. I don't know. Whatever. So I felt very uncool doing that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of situations where you're like, wow, like, is this cool? Is this not cool? But then for yourself, you have to be like, fuck that. That's cool. You know, for me, I know when it I know when I think to myself, like, is this still cool? Like, that I'm doing this? Like, still cool. When I go out to certain places, I replay the song that I think is cool, so when I arrive, people can be like, dang, he banging something over there. Like, he's hitting right now. And I'm like, that's not... I'm just trying to be cool, because everyone knows what I was really listening. Because
cool.
I know I'm not.
Because you know you're not
You know
cool.
I'm not cool. But I'm gonna be playing, like, you know, top chart songs. Like,
right.
You know, I'm be playing, like, the good stuff, where I'm like...
Some of the young kids.
The young kids,
like,
you know, I roll up, and they're just like...
DaBaby.
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 You know, little did you know, I got No Ceilings 2 wrangling the whole highway drive. Like, the whole way on 41, I got No Ceilings 2. But when I pull up to the spot, I'm like, all right, let's just replay DaBaby.
You can play Trap by St. John and DaBaby.
Exactly. And DaBaby. And they're like, hey. And I'm like,
what's up?
No, we good in here. We good.
Yeah,
that's me.
So.
That's when I know I'm still kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on, because that's going to be the kind of the running theme. We're
They'll
gonna go
it.
Many places.
You'll get it.
We'll journey here, we'll journey there.
Just think of us as like a bag floating. Like, we're just gonna go
right.
everywhere. We're
that's
just
see right that's Katy Perry.
Right
a
there.
Bag floating
I
in
know.
The wind.
I
Is that
know.
What you're doing?
That's what
no,
I mean.
You weren't. No, you weren't.
Yeah, Adam, I was. I really, really was.
I wish that the listeners could be here.
Okay, Adam, I wasn't, all right? I really wasn't. I really wasn't, all right? I didn't even know. I didn't know until you said it, all right? But it felt good at the moment, and I need to feel it. I need to feel that.
Yes, we're a bag.
All right.
We're a plastic bag floating in the wind.
There it is.
We're a leaf gently floating down the stream.
Exactly. That's what we are. And this is what it's going to be about.
And you're along for the ride.
You're going to get that
feel
the whole
way. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be... So fun, and
like it's just gonna give you that type of positive energy.
Yeah,
that's what it's gonna do. It's like it's
unless
gonna,
you're bald.
Yeah, if you're bald, you know,
tune out.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, please don't like tune. Stay tuned in.
Fine.
Stay tuned
fine.
In.
We'll let you ride.
I personally don't like the bald slander.
is it my fault? Is it my fault that they chose to be bald?
You're speaking your
truth. Some people don't choose to be bald. Some people are like, hey, man, this is what had to happen. Or some people are like, hey, I got this rare condition where I just can't up top.
You know what? You know? If that's your truth, Rick, and you think bald people are ugly, that's your truth.
I'm not going to say they're ugly, but I'm just going to say.
I think bald people are beautiful.
I think all human beings have a judgment, and I know when there's someone without hair on top of their head, you have some type of pre-notions right towards that. And you know what? You saying like, oh, that's not true. You definitely don't like bald people.
I love bald people.
Name one bald person that you like.
Randy Mills.
He's bald?
Pretty much.
See, off that. Off of it. Off of it.
Now look what you've done.
Now look what you did.
Look what you did to
look
him.
Look what you did.
This is what you did to him.
Me? Me?
You
me?
Did it.
Yes. I didn't even know that.
Yes. You asked.
You know what? You know what?
I don't even know if he's bald.
All right, you could have just made that up.
I think that he's bald, though.
You probably just made that up. He's probably not even
bald. I love that man. I love him.
Because he's...
I'm compensating.
Or is because he doesn't have.
It's like when I tell people I have a black friend and they're, you know, like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you got a black friend. Very cool, very cool, very cool.
I'm cultured. You can't say that. You
very
can't
cool.
say that. You know, so, you know, I have one.
Same
I have
concept.
One.
Same concept.
It's really funny just to say, like, you have one.
Matt Damon.
Brad Pitt.
George Clooney.
Mel Gibson.
Passion of the Christ. Spit it.
Lethal Weapon.
Danny Glover.
Childish Gambino.
This is America.
American Pie.
American Sniper.
Chris Kyle.
Chris Long.
Chris Long.
How hard is it?
It's very hard.
I've got plenty.
Do you?
Yes.
In the chamber?
You just said Chris Kyle. I said Chris Long. How about Kyle Long?
I didn't even think about Kyle Long. I mean, that's stupid.
I'm sorry that I'm just playing this way better than you.
I didn't think about that. You're a talented man. You're a talented man.
You're not wrong about that.
You're a talented man.
You're not wrong about that.
Full head of hair. Great beard. You're bringing it.
Start it over.
That's what it is. Okay. Mm.
This is a word association game that Rick and I like.
Yes. Yes.
And it'll get better. Right now, Rick's being a goose right now.
I am trying to have a silly goose time.
Yeah, you're being a little bit silly goose.
I'm having a silly goose time. Okay. I got one.
You got one?
Okay, here we go.
I hope you're ready to go because I'm ready to.
Yeah.
Ready
now, to now I'm going to ready to go.
I'm ready to rip.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rihanna.
Beyonce.
Billie Eilish. Now I'm ready. Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Joel.
Oh, what's his name? Joel Hermanson.
You know what I want to say
going,
now.
Just keep going.
You know what I say want. It. I want Carol. Everyone knows I want Carol, and that's like the best thing in the world.
Then say it.
Carol Hermanson.
Carol Baskins.
Killed him. Husband. I can't get off that. Oh, Carol Baskins?
Anything. Anything. Anything.
I'm trying to think of the lady.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch Tiger King?
No, I didn't watch Tiger King.
Why would you not watch Tiger King?
I'm.
That's
I
the
will.
Best thing that ever happened.
But it's not.
It really is.
I'm just.
See, there,
you know
there it
want,
is.
You know
there
I'm
it
not.
Is. There's the coolness. That's the cool stuff. See, I didn't want to watch Tiger King because I felt that I had to because I have to be cool.
Yeah, I'm probably never gonna watch it, to be honest.
Wow. Good on you. Good on you. Good on you.
Just not interested.
All right. Fine.
Matt Damon.
Only thing I think of Matt Damon, Matthew McConaughey.
Texas Longhorns.
Ricky Williams.
Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Brereton. That's it. I'll do it.
Michael Vick.
Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy.
She caught me red-handed.
Wasn't me.
Banging on the bathroom door.
The Weeknd.
Selena Gomez.
That's what everyone wanted. That's what everyone wanted. That's what everyone wanted to hear. Ariana Grande.
No. 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 You went too far now. Say it. You went too far. Mac Miller.
R.I.P.
Love you, Mac.
Eminem.
Mariah Carey.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Nick Cannon.
Wild N' Out.
Bullshit show. Jersey Shore.
Snooki.
Mike the Situation.
Mike Tyson.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Strahan.
Kelly Ripa.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's tight. That's a tight window. That's a tight window. Kelly Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson.
I love this.
Jordan Poole. NBA player.
Jordan Peele.
Oh.
You tap out?
This Is Us. That plays.
Does it play?
It plays.
I don't even care if it plays.
Jordan Peele, This Is Us. Oh, yeah, I gotta have one in the bank.
Help.
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 Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne Wade.
You know what we should do? If we're ever stuck like that, start a new one.
Obviously. Start a new one. That's the whole point of the whole thing.
You just start a new one.
That's the whole point of this whole thing.
I know. I just feel like we needed to get to that point where we're like, oh, stuck, start a new one.
Yeah, that... Right away. It's don't like even concede. Think twice. It's like, okay, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't got nothing from there. That's
okay,
exactly.
Here's going
to
be a good one. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
You never know.
You never know what's going to happen. Gonna roll.
But sometimes magic happens.
And it's great.
Yes.
And it's just bam, bam, boom, boom, bam, boom. Firecrackers happen.
Do you want to start or should I start?
I'll go.
Let's just let him rip. Let's just
Kevin
let him
Hart.
Rip. Kevin Spacey. Anything.
What's that one movie where he drives a car? Damn it, I don't know this. I don't know it.
Then something else, right? We just talked about it.
Okay.
I wonder if people are hating this.
No, they're actually hating this, Adam. Adam, this is like one of the worst.
People turned
things.
It off.
At this point, they're just like, what the fuck?
Honestly, I think this has so
doing.
Much potential. I think this has
like,
so
like
they're
much like actually what are
it's
they doing?
It's not working right now, but I think it has so much potential. I
like,
think it has
they're
a ton
seeing
of potential.
This and they're just like we don't get it.
I think
I know
you're
you guys
not, you're not
are
supposed
having,
to get it. You're not supposed to get it.
I know they're like I know they look really like jacked about it, but they're like we don't get it.
I think that there's a ton of potential here.
It is. It really is.
I think
and once you get the once you get actually what's going on,
because usually we're really good at this.
You know what? It's because. This wasn't a thing that was like we knew what we were doing in the first place. It happened so just like it just happened. And they were like, oh, we'll just move this to a real thing because it was never really real. Now we're trying to make it real. And that's the problem.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Tom Brady.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Crews.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Lonely Island.
Andy Samberg.
Hot Rod.
Hot Wings.
B-Dubs.
Joe Burrow.
So we're done. I can't get Joe Burrow.
We've tried too hard now. We've tried too
now. It's too many.
Honestly,
times.
On the next one, I think we're gonna do incredible.
Yes,
but it was just like, oh, all the weight of the world was on us on this one because
I was trying to make it. I was trying to hit. I was literally trying to wind up, hit everything.
You
out
were
of the
looking
park.
For the knockout every time.
Every time. I didn't want it. I didn't want any fillers. I didn't want fillers.
Fillers are necessary.
I wanted
for the
straight.
Game
I was like stepping into it. I
you
was
can't
just like.
Do that. Jab, jab,
first
jab,
episode,
jab, jab, jab.
First episode, Rick, what you doing?
No, no, no. It's jab, 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 jab.
Now see
jab.
How big my head got? My head was getting like Barry Bonds.
Superman
there.
Punch.
I was ready for it.
Jab, 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 Superman punch.
No, I came in and I was running for the flying knee right off, like right when the Mario Yamasaki was just like, you ready, you ready. Flying knee coming in. No games played.
Trust me, that game is going to be funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
Oop, pardon. That's it, unless we want to improv something.
We could. We could improv something. Okay.
I don't, I mean.
Let's say this, Adam.
Okay. Are you just going off the cuff here?
I'm going way off. Deserted island, just you, three things that you're bringing. Three things that you can have.
My phone.
Okay.
Is it like Wi-Fi or do I have reception?
You're on a desert island. You get nothing right now.
So there's no reception?
No.
Still bringing my phone.
So basically this is like survival tactics.
I'll read every single...
The last thing you've...
I'll read every single tweet that's just that has like already been loaded.
Right. And that's the only thing you'll get.
I'll read those for the rest of my life.
Three things. So phone. No Wi-Fi. You get nothing. It's just a phone.
Can I bring a router?
Where are you plugging anything in, Adam? This is a deserted island. You don't have outlets. You don't just be like, well, let me just charge my... Also, you're bringing your phone. That thing's dead in like...
Can I maybe try and fasten an outlet?
You're not... Deserted island, just you in salt water.
Maybe there's a waterfall that I can make like a turbine out of.
Okay, let's see what manpower...
Okay. I'm still bringing my phone.
Okay, fine, that's out of there in the next day.
Because
I can only know how many times you're going to be looking on that thing. Oh, yeah, you can't... Also, you're not surfing anywhere. Three things. Phone.
Fine. Okay.
Phone.
So you're saying I can't plug my phone in.
You're dead is basically what you're saying.
I would bring... A flare.
Flare.
No. I'll take that back. And actually, sure, I'll bring a flare.
Flare. Phone.
I will bring... No, I'm not bringing my phone anymore.
Phone's off. Flare.
Flare. Bomb.
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 Bomb. Dynamite.
As big a... No, like a bomb.
Oh. Bomb.
Big bomb.
Bomb. Huge bomb.
Big bomb.
Big bomb.
Big bomb.
Flare. Bomb.
That's all I need, because once I set off the bomb, I'm gonna... An excavator.
Really? Okay.
Because bomb. I'm going to dig a bomb shelter, and I'm going to set off the bomb on top of the island. I'm going to be safe in my shelter.
Right.
Set off the bomb. It's going to cause a disruption in the frequencies.
Mm-hmm. And someone's going to be like,
what just happened?
That was odd over there.
Let's go check that out.
And then when they get there.
There I am.
Or they don't even know.
On my phone. Hello.
Phone doesn't have any.
I didn't bring my phone.
You also didn't bring your phone. All you guys are flare, so you better hope you can shoot.
I'm not bringing the flare. I'm bringing my phone. just because I can.
You can. This is you. This is what you.
Because I have a bomb. I have an excavator that I can dig into the ground with.
And your phone.
I don't know what an excavator is, but I'm assuming
that
that's
what it
does.
One of those things with a big drill and just.
And I have my phone just so I can make fun of you, so I can call you when I get Wi-Fi, when I get on the plane.
When you get on the plane, when you can charge it on the plane.
Hey, Rick, just got
guess
on the
what?
Plane. You're probably still on your island because you brought
Oh, me? Oh, definitely. I'm bringing...
Don't take my shit either.
Oh, I don't
want...
You
can't bring any of my stuff.
I don't want a bomb. I can tell you that. There's nothing I would want with a bomb on an island by myself.
Well, you can't have it, so it doesn't
matter.
Well,
I'm bringing a lighter.
Ooh, drug guy.
A lighter, obvi. I'm bringing...
Need fire. Need heat.
I'm bringing a... Maybe a machete? Maybe... I don't know what's on this island. Are there other animals? Not sure, but
that's
I'm guessing.
Idea. That's
I'm
a good
guessing
idea. My
machete.
Bomb took them out, so
yeah,
I'm good
your
there.
Your bomb took everything out. Yep. Maybe even you, if your extricator didn't do a good job.
Trust me, I built a good shelter.
Well, I hope that you have the art, like the, you know, length
trust me. Trust me.
I'm bringing lighter, machete, and then after that, I'm probably going to bring,
you're
you know.
You're on real primal.
Huh?
You're on real primal
I'm thinking
here.
The best right now. Okay. And then maybe I'll bring, you know.
You're starting a new life on this island.
Maybe. I'm not thinking about leaving at this point. I don't think okay, I'm getting off. You're I'm not getting off. And then maybe like, you know, the scuba gear. Maybe I want to go maybe I want to go swim a little bit, you know? Bring one of those zip ups.
Can you bring a boat?
Like a zip ups? No, I don't want that. That's stupid. Where am I going? I'm not going nowhere. I'm right on the, I'm on this island, I'm not trying to leave.
You know what we should do? This is a future idea, but let's put this one away in the
we'll pin it.
Me and you should both like we should go camping. Like but not like camping like civilized camping. I'm talking me and you.
Oh.
Film the weekend of going like backwoods camping where
right.
there's like no spots or anything. Like you go make your own life.
So we get this dude named George, and George is going to drop us off somewhere in the woods. And he just and he's just like.
Or have Reed do it.
Yeah, we'll just have Reed do it. And he'll just be like, peace out. And he just takes off.
Also, I'm thinking I miss Reed so much. And he brought so much to us millennials that I think that we need to start like a petition of. How many 5-star ratings do we need to get for Reed to join us again?
Reed will roundhouse kick all those petitions and say no.
He will, but like at what, you know, like Reed has a number too. Everyone
yes,
has a number.
Yes, I know Reed has a number, but he will roundhouse kick all of them if we even speak about anything about
but
this.
But what's his number? 100? 150?
It Reed's up there.
500?
That'll about do it. It has to be about 500.
What about 3? Meet in the middle?
No, he will not go any higher than that. He will roundhouse kick all that.
Reed?
Reed's not having that.
Quote tweet?
Reed will not be having it.
Reed,
that.
Quote tweet. Now we'll know if you didn't listen. Quote
he
tweet.
He won't. Reed is not.
And he shouldn't.
He really shouldn't. You know what? Good on him. Good on him.
Reed, if you're out there, quote tweet the tweet of this podcast and just quote tweet with your number so that we can find you and we can
and bring you back.
And bring it back to where you belong.
We want you. We want you, Reed. All right? We'll say it.
We miss you.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
We said we're sorry.
Reed will roundhouse kick all of this.
I know. You know what? Honestly, I don't fucking want him anyway. So
I don't know why you brought him up. All right? He was literally the anchor on our team.
I would love to have him.
Great time if you
I know he doesn't
back.
Want to come back, and I don't want him back.
No.
But I would love to have him.
You know what? He's probably going bald anyway, so that's probably why I don't want him. He's probably going bald.
Anywho, I think we covered everything.
We did. I think everything is...
Probably forgot something, but we're just getting started. I feel like this is pretty good for them.
I do. I really,
not
really
great.
Do.
Good.
Good. Good. And that's good. Good.
As we get more comfortable, as you get better at the word association game, hand up. Say it.
What? I didn't bring it in the one segment. I mean, but what would people say? What would people say? Look at his windbreaker. Look at his windbreaker.
No, that'll be the topic. All right,
that's what everyone will say. Look at Rick's windbreaker.
Yeah,
it's
really
on
good.
Point.
It
it's on
good.
Point.
It looks good.
It does look good. It really does.
I told you that right away.
I don't even know where I got it. I mean, it's a nice windbreaker. I'll probably go to sleep.
Name one attractive person.
One attractive person.
Jesus, this guy
it's
thinks.
Weird. It's a weird.
This
no,
guy thinks.
This is a weird thing for me to say that this person's
okay.
attractive.
Just
say
one attractive person.
But I think she's attractive for some weird, weird reason to me.
Okay,
it's weird. I think.
Speak your truth.
She used to date Kyrie Irving. Her name's Kalani.
Oh,
do you know
she
who
dated
that is?
Chris Brown.
Yes.
I think they had some issues.
They did have some issues. They really did have some issues. They really, really did.
No, she's attractive.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Mine is Meghan Markle.
Wow. Wow. You're going all the way up.
Mine's Meghan Markle. She's not a royal.
What?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but...
Meghan Markle. That's mine. I find Meghan Markle to be...
Now she...
You know what? I don't even need to elaborate. Kalani, Meghan Markle.
That's it.
That's it. That's our show.
Bringing straight fire every episode. Did Rick A. win the word association? Most people would say he won. That's what most people would say.
Ooh, who won word?
Who won word? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know if you
All right, now I won. When comp comes, though, when there's comp, now I'm ready.
Okay, so you're saying that next time there's comp, you're going to do better.
I'm going to do so much better.
I'll put a poll out and have people vote who won word association.
Okay, yeah, today.
Just because you like Rick more than me doesn't mean that
I don't.
You can vote for Rick.
We can cut that. We're gonna cut that part out. We don't need you more than me. How do you know that?
I have a more aggressive personality. I rub people the wrong way. That's true.
I mean,
we need to also put a little margin in there. People might feel like they're being racist if they vote for me and not you.
You're damn right they are. You're goddamn right.
Exactly.
They are.
We need to put that
in. They better vote for me or I will call them out. I'll be like
NAACP.
Exactly. Right away. I'm throwing Harriet Tubman right in their face.
Boom.
Boom. You better vote for me. You hear that? Vote for me. I mean, what did Adam do for you lately?
Be objective about it. I was better. Just be objective about it.
No, he wasn't. I was hitting haymakers out of here.
You were swinging and missing. So
but when I hit, but when I hit, it was gone.
Kelly Ripa.
It was gone. Okay, that was a dinger. You hit a dinger. All right, you might have hit a dinger. All right, you hit a dinger. But when I was hitting them, it was.
Folks, that is our show.
Out of here. Cheers. Mike, cheers.
Till next time.